Tagarong, Disc 10.
A lot of Red Wallers joined Nimbalo and Burab in the kitchens, as there had been no proper meals served owing to the day's unusual events. Friar Bob and Fillon, aided by Broggle and Fwail, now much recovered, managed a good makeshift buffet. Nimbalo sampled everything from soup to desserts. Fillon sat down with him, encouraging the Harvest Mouse as he ate.
"I'm sure you've got lots of wonderful tales of the adventures you and Dana had together. Perhaps you could tell us some. Here, let me fill your tankard with October ale."
Nimbalo was suddenly in his element. Lots of good food and drink and an attentive audience. He shovelled turnip and tater and beetroot pie into his mouth and washed it down with a huge draught of the best October ale.
"Ah, that's the stuff to give your muscles like boulders, ma'am. Thank ye. Now, where was I? Oh, aye, Tag, that's Dana, and me were surrounded by snakes one time."
Formal Brush shuddered.
"Brrr, serpents! I can't abide eager snaky beasters."
The Harvest Mouse gave it his reckless, nonchalant grin.
"Snakes, ma'am. Me and Dana was never afraid of them."
He rose and swaggered about outrageously.
"There was one time me and me mate, we nearly met our fate. One dark night, midst a storm, just to keep us dry and warm, we found a cave and a cheer we gave. We rushed in straight away. 'Twas full of snakes, for goodness sakes, all slivery, black and grey. There was big snakes, small snakes, every one was wide awake, wriggling and a-hissing there, tongues a-flickering, tails a-snickering, enough to curl your blinking hair. One bit me, so I bit it back, and my mate gave one such a whack. We fought the serpents tooth and claw, for every one we slayed there was a dozen more. Then me old mate, he took two sticks, and in the space of two short ticks, we grabbed those snakes, me and me chum, and knitted them up into an apron for his mum. Chuck one, hurl one, knit one, purl one. We never went there again. Don't try to sleep where the snakes are tummy deep. Take a snooze out in the rain."
Nimbalo took a bow amidst the applause and roars of laughter. Burab presented him with a damson cream pie.
"Top hells, sir! You're a born weaver of yarns, what? Try some of Friar Bob's damson cream pie. Bet you've never tasted anything as scrumptious as that. What? What, what?"
Nimbalo bit into it and smacked his lips.
"Thank ye. Oh, it's good. Very nice. But tell me, did you ever taste a snaky fish pie?"
The Hare looked at him aghast.
"Snaky fish pie, sir? What in the name of puddins is that? You haven't eaten one yourself, have you, old chap?"
Nimbalo winked at the horrified listeners.
"You wouldn't believe me even I told you.